Despite searching high and low, Leah Dyke says she has been unable to secure a new location from which to run her charitable food program. After losing her job during the pandemic, Dyke decided to focus her energy on creating a new community initiative, Fresh Food Weekly, which provides food to those who need it. Her first delivery was in the first week of June. Dyke estimates that over the following 4 months, she received more than $50,000 of donated fresh food and bread items. "That's way more than I had ever anticipated. I was delivering to 267 low-income families every week, and I had a roster of about 20 volunteer drivers to help out and to help organize food. It was a really big operation," she said. Dyke, who has been working full-time on Fresh Food Weekly, relying upon her employment insurance to carry her through, told Barry Today the program had been running out of a community room at one of the Barry housing buildings, but was asked to vacate the space by October 1. "My last delivery day was September 26 and, unfortunately, I haven't been able to find a new space, and so I had to shut it down. I kept looking and looking and reaching out to everybody that I could think of, and still no luck," she told Barry Today. "I have had quite a bit of time to look around, but for some reason nobody was willing to provide a space. I need a big space and I need it every day, so if people already have programs running, they can't give it every day." Running the program, she noted, was actually costing her approximately $1,000 each month in gas and food packaging. She simply didn't have the funds to be able to cover the cost of leasing a space. Dyke has created an online fundraising campaign in the hopes of raising $25,000, which she said would cover the cost of renting space to run the program for 1 year, but admitted so far it's not going very well. "Not being able to run the program for the last few weeks," Dyke says she is already seeing a huge impact. "Everybody's A or CERB is running out in October, so this month a lot of people are saying they're having to pick between paying rent and buying groceries. The last week of deliveries, there was a family that had an eviction notice on their door and 4 kids lived in that house. People are just really struggling," she said. "Even though this wasn't giving them enough to live on, it was definitely helpful."